Bud, this is Hal again, leaving another message. You still haven't gotten back to me. I've been here for 3 weeks now, and I really want to come home. When is Cecil coming back from vacation? This town is disturbing, and I'm not sure if you just haven't called back or if the sheriff's deputies just won't let the call go through. And trust me, they're real. I've seen their helicopters. And the bosses here are strange. I mean, they never come out of their office. I just hear them slithering around in there. Okay, I've got to do my show. Call me. The French call the orgasm the little death in their language. There are reasons for this, reasons that lie far beyond our plane of understanding, and dance upon the edge of the outer realms in their truths. Welcome to Night Vale. Happy Halloween, Night Vale. It's only the first day and I'm already flooded with excitement. I hope you have your city-mandated pumpkins out, all 50 of them. All of them marked with the traditional runes and pentagrams. Don't be afraid to get creative, though. Carve a few cats or faces on them. Make them look nice before their ritualistic destruction in November. The gods will thank you for your creativity. If you do not have your city-mandated pumpkins out, well, to keep from being consumed by the hounds of Tyndalos, you must make a conjugal sacrifice to Hades. If you cannot have sex in your local graveyard, he will also accept the sacrifice in your local Halloween-themed store. However, he will not, I repeat, not, accept the orgasmic offering if it is done in the Halloween section at Ralph's. We all know what happened to Mr. Soup last year. They say you can still smell the viscera when you go past the plastic dancing skeleton display. Good luck. And now the news.
Local musician M. Palmer has discovered a black hole in the unisex latrines of the local Whole Foods. Now, this might seem like a normal occurrence. Merely a glory hole with a small covering over it to hide it from authority figures. This is what M thought too, until, while waiting for something to emerge forth seeking gratification, she was sucked in instead. No need to worry though. She emerged safe and sound from the glory hole booth at the Passion Pit sex shop a few hours later. According to one of the cashiers, she was nude and coated in a pale purple cum-like substance with a dazed smile. When asked if she was all right, she merely said, "The old gods enjoy the flesh of mortals and pay well." She then bought a copy of Punk Sluts Go Sapphic and went home. The Sheriff's Secret Police are currently investigating the black hole and will provide updates as given.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Today's sponsor is Sephora. Sephora has a new line of Crimson Dream skincare products just in time for Halloween, and they leave your skin absolutely silky smooth. Smooth as the skin of your first love back in high school. You remember them? Yes? They're enormous, warm eyes, they're soft hair. How can you not remember them? You're supposed to always remember your first time. Remember how their body moved against yours? How they told you you were their one and only, and the way you moved inside them until you both couldn't help but come. The night spent tangled up in your sheets until they went back to work at that old makeup factory, the closed one where Sephora now stands. They liked it when you bit them until they bled. Their blood was bitter and warm on your tongue. You think and think and think, trying to grasp onto long-faded memories and bring them back. But no memories come, and neither do you. But as you raise the container to your face so you can wipe free the marks of shame and sorrow, a bit of cream accidentally touches your mouth, and you lick it away before you can think. It tastes bitter and warm on your tongue. Sephora, memory is a moth about to burn away on the light bulb of beauty.
an update on the Blory Hole situation. Intern Senna came up with the name for it just before I sent her out to look at things over at Whole Foods. In the meantime, it appears a few other black hole glory holes have opened across town. According to reports, there appears to be one at Shrieketonics, three at the Antiques Mall, and one at the local barbershop. The strange thing is, they only appear to be consuming the willing. Lemon, the manager at Shrieketonics, was heard saying, "I've had 10 customers go into these holes and not come out. 10. They're coming in just to be eaten. This is a business place, not a fetish house for void consumption. That's next door." He then waved away our interviewer and returned to his sandwich of lemon wedges, wheat bread, and scream-proof insulation. And now the community... Hello, Intern Senna. I honestly didn't expect you to return. Most of the interns haven't yet. I was just about to do the community calendar. There's a very interesting Halloween event going on at City Hall with a blood pinata and, Senna? What's going on with your eyes? They look so... hungry. So very hungry. Why don't you undress and we can handle that hunger? Listeners, I'll be gone for a moment. Let's just go to the weather.
He's a Halloween boogeyman. He comes with a master plan. And he drives through the night, waiting for you. He's a Halloween boogeyman. He'll take what he can. Your soul in a garbage can. He's a Halloween boogeyman. He comes with a master plan and he drives through the night waiting for you. He's a Halloween boogeyman. He'll take
Yes, you're a good girl. Welcome back, listeners. Good news about the black holes. All those that have been taken in have returned and have returned lusty. According to them, the Halloween gods of... have blessed us with sex, and we apparently shall all be, blessed under the blackened planet above. Now, listeners, I don't usually give into these pursuits since I've been here, but, everyone must give into their animalistic sight once in a while, and this is the perfect time, sharing love in the face of horror and growing darkness. I must say goodnight. In a town filled with lust and burrowed in the cold breast of autumn, our bodies coming together in a rush of comfort. In the best equinox, I say, good night. Night Vale. Good night. Today's proverb. There once was a man from Nantucket whose cock was so long that no person could have sex with him without feeling pain. Pity this man and learn from his sorrow. Bud, this is Hal again. I can probably stay a while longer. I'll probably be okay. I was probably just a little over-panicked. Don't you worry, I'll do a bang-up job here. Thrusting myself into the community service and all, you know. Bye. So, Senna, like to help me with an offering over at the graveyard tonight?
Oh, good.
Let's go.